The opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints expressed on today's radio show and their guests do not necessarily reflect the opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints of Easy Way Broadcasting.
Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Risa Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Risa.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Wow. And we're coming to you live this morning. We're in November now. Thanksgiving's on its way, and I believe Reith is coming to us from a different location today. Reith, what's going on?
I was going to say, you've heard the old saying, the show must go on. I am coming to you from a lovely hospital room at Kaiser West LA.
There you
but
go.
Don't worry. Don't worry. I'm doing great. I had what I think boils down to a panic attack. I overextended myself over the weekend. And, Jim, we just have got to learn that we are baby boomers. I'm not 21 anymore.
You know, it's a baby boomer show. This segment is fitting right in there, Reith. It's a baby boomer scenario, and I'll tell you, we've got all kinds of situations. And Reith is a good example.
We have to look out for ourselves, and I helped somebody move over the weekend. I probably overextended myself, but the person I was helping move was 86. You know?
Oh, see.
How can you not help a friend who's 86? I think
Reith,
I
the way we do it now
extended myself.
Is, when we volunteer, we bring a volunteer with us to help do the work.
I brought two volunteers with me, okay?
Oh, my
Believe
God. Believe you know,
me. I thought I was prepared, but, you know, we think that we still have all that youth and vitality, and just the reality is our body has a way of saying, have a seat, you know?
Yeah.
So I've actually technically been released. It takes a couple of hours to actually get out of here, but I thought I'd call in anyway, and we could have a good old time. And
there
I think
go.
That actually takes us up to our hot topic time.
It's hot topic time. Dun, 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 dun.
Ripped from the headlines, today's hot topic. Well, today I am my own hot topic. I am a cover girl, Jim. I am on
Thank
the
you.
Cover of Shine on Hollywood Magazine. And you
so
can,
cool.
It's an online magazine. You can go to shineonhollywoodmagazine.com and you will see my face on the cover. And on page 24, they have a lovely article about me. And I have to say, they did a wonderful job. I'm really flattered by just everything that they did. And I even talk about Baby Boomers Live in the magazine. So
I believe
you can go.
That's so cool. I believe Eric even knows Arnold, the owner of that magazine. That's so cool.
Arnold is a neat guy. He does a really nice, slick online magazine. And anybody can read about my whole history, everything you ever wanted to know about Risa, and probably more, is on shineonhollywoodmagazine.com. And your hot topic.
Well, I try to keep it positive, and but I got to hit you with some of the news. We had a bad situation here. A shooter had been discharged from the Air Force. The shooter that had killed 26 people and 20 injured, the deadliest shooting in Texas history at the First Baptist Church outside San Antonio. The victims were age 5 to 72 years old. The shooter was a 26-year-old named Devin Kelly. He was from a Texas suburb also. And so our prayers will be going out to all the victims. And basically they said the shooter had been dishonorable discharged for assaulting his wife, and he had issues. President Trump sends his prayers for all the victims. So these terrible tragedies that go on. Well, moving on.
And Jim,
from that,
Jim, we've got some breaking news coming in. Mr. Other Zuli himself, Eric, has got some breaking news. So come on in, Eric.
Okay, hey, news. Guys, what's going on? All right, so I just real quick, I just got off the phone with the owner and my partner of Fan TV, which is KXLA Television. Now we're on national television, and I can officially say that I'm a national variety talk show host on television, cable dish network. This is my first time on TV, but he just told me that their feedback right now is we're the top most entertaining show on the network for Fan TV, KXLA. Yay! Okay.
Wow.
Go back to the show.
Cool.
And by the way, it's on Sunday, this Sunday, 5:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Easy Talk Live will be on again, doing it the easy way. All right, back to you guys. Rita, Dad.
Wow, okay. So moving on real quick. That was part of my list. A twist of policy for Saudi Arabia after decades of religious leaders had a wide range of power over policy in regards to the behavior of women and public behavior. Well, now things are changing. The Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman is diminishing their power as he imposes his own power in arresting fellow royals and former ministers. He has religious police taking away their arrest power and expanded areas for women, including promoting of the right to drive and so on and so forth. And Rand Paul was attacked by his neighbor while he was cutting his grass. Rand Paul ran against President Trump, and he had broken 5 ribs, and he has 3 fractures. You remember Rand Paul with this? Wow. Okay. And the police arrest a 59-year-old charged with misdemeanor. He was a 59-year-old person that had assaulted him. And KXLA found a winner. Well, this was going to be my report. Eric jumped in there just in time. So, yes, his show was amazing. KXLA, Easy Talk Live show hosted by Eric himself. Basically, we were hearing it hit a home run, getting a lot of good feedback from that. And it was, well, I'll tell you, we'll talk about this another time, but talking about a lot of work that goes into that. And, Reith, I think that cuts me off on my time. I've got more news, but, just moving along. You know what's involved in that, Reith. That's your business, these shows and TV and all that stuff.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a lot of work.
It is, I worked on
Life in Pieces last week, and I did a scene with James Brolin, and it was wonderful. He was wonderful to work with. But they had extras, and we were on the lot, and it's a huge production to do anything on TV.
Oh, my God.
And
yeah.
Congratulations, Eric, for a job well done.
And we got a commercial coming up here.
Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. EasyWay specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the EasyWay TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and EasyWay magazine. Learn more about the beautiful EasyWay Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow EasyWay on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z, because, well, we do it the easy way.
I watched Eric over the years, and it was not easy. It is not E-A-S-Y. It is a lot of work for Eric, but we have a super, super special guest coming on today. And, Rita, this is kind of in your field, and I think Tracy and I will get along fine because they say opposites attract. Tracy Repchek started a software company at age 19 in 85, been in technology for 32 years, 7-time number one best-selling author with Wiley Publishing, spoke in over 39 countries, spent 5 years on the World Internet Summit as the number one woman speaker for internet marketing, appeared on 22 TV networks, including NBC, ABC, Fox, CW, CBS, and more. Member of the Forbes Coaches Council. And, Reese, I can go on and on and on. But then when Tracy got on, I'd have to say, sorry, Tracy, we have no more time for you. So, Tracy Repchuk, are you on with us?
I am. Great to be here, James.
There she is.
Well, welcome,
Tracy,
welcome.
This
Thank
is Reetha
you.
Gray, Reetha Tracy.
Hello.
And Tracy, Reetha's a little bit of a tech person, but we're going to go easy with her today because she's in the hospital. So we won't hit her with heavy tech. But I'll tell you. So, Tracy, I was reading some of your stuff, and it's like, wow, this lady has not only knows tech, she's been around, helps people. Let's start out with asking Tracy a question. What do you do to unplug? Because you are always going in the tech world.
Yeah, actually, well, there's a few things I do. I'll say to unplug. One is every year I do a cruise. And so me and the family unplug for 7 days, and we'll go on there, and no phones, no computers, no nothing. And then there's different tours that I do as well, like give back trips and things like that. And I really unplug, even though at the time I might be teaching technology for kind of one day of kind of the 7 days of the trip, I'm unplugged because I'm not checking my phone or computers or any of that. I'm really dedicated at that point to just serving a community, in this case Vietnam, for example. And I'm really just there to, you know, help over orphanages and churches and things of that nature.
Oh, so, see, yeah. It's the you've got the heart. That's what I've heard. And people are just, you know, you're all over. And I see all the traveling you do and everything. Reetha is kind of a traveler. I'm not too much. But, you know, it is a changing world. And I've got a couple of questions for you. But,
sure.
You know, it's such, for everyone, it's such a transition period. But before we go on that, I'm just going to hit you with this. What got Tracy started in all this? When did this come about where all of a sudden Tracy says, you know, I want to go this path? And, wow, the rest is history. What got you started in this?
Well, there's two moments that created where I am today. One was, you know, I'm in high school. Stuff is emerging, and I'm going way back. Like, laptops or, you know, microcomputers had just launched. Schools really didn't have them a lot. But there was a computer science club, and, you know, even though I was a jock, so I was, you know, MVP athlete on 5 sports, the other side of me was a brainiac, you know, and it was like straight-A kind of student into math, into science, into into what was back then called computer science. And so I really joined the computer science club and just kind of geeked out a little bit, and I could see that computers were going to be, that's it. It was all coming. Technology was coming in a big way. Even though when I took this, I just laugh all the time, took one of those guidance counselor tests that says, what are you supposed to be? And they're saying I'm supposed to be like a secretary.
They
like, okay,
that
well, that's not happening. Yeah,
no,
you know, and so.
Not all of us then.
Exactly, that's right. If you're a girl, you're a secretary, maybe a flight attendant or something, you know. And I just,
right.
I just, every time I think about that, I just laugh. And then, so I got into it in high school. And then, so when I'm off to college, the major that I chose was computer programming. And so I go into, and again, I graduated high school. I graduated, actually, grade school early. I graduated high school early, and I graduated college my 18th birthday.
So
I finished.
Tracy, what you're saying is you're kind of a smart person, and that's what I'm getting.
So, let's just say I apply.
Did you get in the line twice, Trace?
The line twice.
Know what I'm talking about. What that
yeah,
means
I,
is
when
you were
I would
in
have
line.
Probably gotten in the line twice. Yeah, I'm a little bit like that. Yeah, that's right. If they're doling out something, I want double share.
you are smart because that's what I meant. We're in line when we get a gift and then we move along. Some of us get this, some of us get that. But you have the tech stuff, the tech brain, which a lot of us don't have. And then you have the sports and the athletic part of you. So you must have got a line twice for the gifts. Yeah.
Oh God, yeah. I was a little spoiled, as you can say, during those high school years for sure. What I really liked though is I was actually able to raise the level of the nerd group. You know, because they were not accepted, they were banished, and you know, and yet when I came in their space, right, all the other people started to kind of talk to them. So I really liked that I was actually in our school anyway, able to integrate what I consider, of course, to quite frankly be the leaders and the thinkers. What we're going to be the leaders and the thinkers, but we're highly persecuted back then in those years. And what's really funny is when I started my software company, I actually hired people from high school that had gone on and done computer science and technology and all of that. I hired them as programmers. You know, I even kept the posse together a little bit, which was kind of fun. So, and here's the other impetus piece. So first, of course, I saw that technology was the go-to. Then I'm in college, and so one of my professors pulled me aside, and we're close to graduating now, and he says to me, "What are you going to do?" I said, "Well, I guess I'm going to go off to Toronto, and I'm going to go get a programming job, you know." And he said, "Oh, no." He said, "You're not doing that." And I was like, "Okay, what am I doing?" And he said, "You're a leader. You're dynamic. You're persuasive. People follow you. You're an entrepreneur." And those words have had me, because I was like 18 years old, and I didn't even know what an entrepreneur was. My dad was a factory worker. My mom was, I'll call a stock shelver. And so we were very middle of the road people. You know, we had nobody, you know, kind of that caliber in our, you know, type of thing.
Tracy, could you spell the word?
I could spell the word. Yes, I was a great speller. I was that type that would have been in those spelling bees, you know.
I thank God for spell check, because entrepreneur is one of those words that computer spell it for me.
Oh my
Crazy.
God! Well, and it's yeah. It's so
words
funny.
Words are fading out. I used to be able to spell, and now I'm going to spell check more. It's like, what the heck's happening here, you know?
Well, it's like the calculator, right? Remember when we could multiply and add? Now I do abort that even. I'm like, straight to the calculator, tell me what that number should be.
exactly.
I want to know what I'm going to earn from this type of thing. So, yeah. So, anyway, this teacher pulls me aside, says I should be an entrepreneur. I go home that night. And so his words to me, and it's what I carry with me now, were, because I'm like, well, what's an entrepreneur? And he said, it's a person who finds a need in the marketplace and fills the gap. That was it. And so literally started to search for the need in the marketplace. I'm going home, I'm looking through the newspapers. I come back practically, you know, I think he told me that on a Friday. I come back on a Monday, and I was it. It was over. I had what I was going to do. I knew the market I was going after, and I'd already started. So I had started my company before I even left college.
Needless to say, that was a life-changing
awesome.
Conversation, you know.
It was, and it was so short. I mean, it was crazy.
So what kind of software have you developed?
So when I graduated, we would do developing in languages like Delphi and C and things of that nature. Those were our biggest, and BASIC and things of that, right? So those are the languages we were developing in. And then, of course, you know, languages came out like water once Windows started to gain momentum, and then C#, and you know, all of these other things came into play. But what I love about the industry I'm in, and it's probably what keeps me excited, is the change. It is daily. It is constant. It keeps me on my toes, and it keeps me forever learning, because I love to learn. And so it's just one of those marketplaces that was great for me. And what I also love is how much I can help somebody with it who that isn't their skill and forte, because the other skill that I, of course, had to learn as I went along, when I had a software company and I get in there and we're all a pile of, you know, there's geeky me type of thing running it all, and then there's the programmers, somebody had to sell now. And so I had to learn fast how to market and how to get, you know, how to kind of get clients. And we're talking so old school. We're talking flyer delivery, and we're talking yellow pages and things of that nature. And so, you know, I've had to kind of adapt, apply, you know, and move forward constantly in order to, and of course, we've never had a more changing environment for marketing than since the advent of technology and, of course, social media.
Now, you've been at this for 32 years and
yes.
Starting your own business. Is there any, like I might ask Aretha, she's been in a lot of films. What stands out? You know, what is there any certain bloopers that happen or situations? And for you, for all the years you've done this, is there any certain transition periods, because there's been a lot over the years, that kind of stand out that have been more of an impact on society and everything with the technology that you can bring out, like in all these years you've been doing this?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the first act, quite frankly, was the computer. When the microcomputer came out, that's how far I'm going, because that made it able that people could move the services in-house. That was the very first career I started, and that was getting companies to buy computers to bring their accounting, their word processing, kind of all of this now on the computer and in-house. That was the first phase of it all. And then, of course, came, you know, the transition from DOS to Windows. That was an incredible turning point of advancing technology. And then, of course, came the World Wide Web. You know, I was already developing on the Internet in 1994, kind of 2 years before it even became known as the Internet, because I was doing work for governments and nonprofits and large corporations. Then came, you know, and so during that time, we then started to do website development, and we started to use the Internet as a brochure. Come around 2005, we switched the web to SEO, heavy SEO and marketing, and then, of course, you know, come kind of the Facebook era, we're adding social media. So these have been huge transition points that I've been a part of. And, of course, it's just constantly evolving even from here.
Evolving. Yeah, and you
So, Tracy, what are you doing now? What are you doing now? Who's your market now?
So now my market is really coaches, kind of entrepreneurs, speakers, consultants, and that type of person who wants to kind of become brand me, CEOs, in fact, as well. I have a site called Beyond the CEO, where people are now moving to the personal brand and emerging as the forefront of their company, and, you know, they want to get their message to millions. That's really kind of where I'm putting my effort. So anyone who has a great message that wants to get out there, you know, I help with their branding, putting them online, lead gen, social media, the kind of that particular focus, and then teach them strategies to stabilize their business while growing.
So how would people get in touch with you?
Well, there's a number of ways to get in touch with me. You can look up my name, Tracy Repchuk. You can go to TracyRepchuk.com. You can go to FastActionResults.com. That is my landing page, which, you know, you get a free gift from there, and it kind of shows you the entire focus that I teach, really, is about capturing a lead well, converting them, educating them on the process, creating a list of people that know, like, and trust you, and then moving them into hopefully a client kind of profile.
And what's that web address where you can get the free gift?
It is fastactionresults.com.
Is that result with an S or result?
Yes, results.
With an S.
So we're getting many results, yes. Fastactionresults.com.
All right.
Tracy, yeah.
Well, that's just wonderful. It's great to have you on the show.
And there's just so much, Aretha, with Tracy. There's just so much. We you know, we're out of time. It's Carmelita's Corner, but I wanted we have to have you back because there's so many years and so many questions we have for you, and we'd like you to come back again if you could find it, because I know you're very busy. You'd probably be calling from another country.
Yeah, well, that sounds great. Yeah, because I have an event coming up, and I'd love to, yeah, talk, tell people to come on down to it. It's coming
well,
up soon, and it will help them. The event is November 16, 17, and 18. It's in Manhattan Beach, California, and it's businessonlinemastery.com.
Businessonlinemastery.com.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, check out both of those websites. Pick up your free gift. And
Tracy,
we hope
are you
to talk
a,
to you again
are you
soon.
Doing an event with, you're doing an event with Eric, aren't you?
That, yes, in 2018. That's right. We're going to start to put together something in 2018. So he and I are in talks with that right now.
He's kind of
awesome.
Into social media.
He is, absolutely. It's a great... We're great at kind of collaborating and complementing each other's skills.
Well, that's so good. So we want to have you back, Tracy, and thank you for coming on with Reith and
You're welcome.
Okay. So, Reith, I told you.
And it's time for Carmelita.
It's Carmelita's Corner. You are about to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song, Rosebud, made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breast Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Good morning. Good morning. And the sun is shining. How about that? We had a little bit of rain the other day, but we always appreciate the sunshine. And I have a lady that's going to bring you a lot of sunshine, and her name is Wendy Adams. Wendy, good morning. Wendy, I'm going to bring you on with a musical introduction. So bear me out.
Okay.
Here we go.
We read in Matthew, we read in Mark, we read in Luke, and we read in John that Jesus Christ comes and bigger is home, and someday soon he'll come get soon and bring us home. We open our Bibles to his birth. He was born of a virgin.
So, Carmelita, did we hear her?
And Dillian Adams. Hello?
You.
Okay, can you speak up a little bit?
Okay, is that a little better?
Yes. We had to bring you on with that musical introduction, but I want to make sure that they can hear you, too. You are quite a treasure. I've gotten to know you for a little while now, I would say, and I admire your path, and you are quite a musical treasure. For those of you who are listening now, you're listening to the music of Wendy Lynn Adams. She not only wrote the music and is singing with the wonderful background that you're hearing the musical accompaniment, but she is also the producer of her CD. And we're going to be hearing some segments of that during the program. And I just love your music, Wendy. I have to tell you that for a while there, when I first bought your CD, that was my way of taking a bath. I would play the whole thing, so I guess you can imagine that was my musical meditation. And there's nothing better than relaxing in warm water and with low lights and regenerating your batteries. So it's just wonderful. And Wendy, I don't want to do all the talking. Let's hear about your musical journey. Can you tell us how you got started as a country western singer?
Well, it all started back when I was like 11 years old. I loved to sing. I did a lot of singing in church because my daddy was a preacher. And I did a lot of singing there. And then throughout my life, you know, I entered a lot of contests. I entered in school. They would have like talent contests. Some of them I'd win, some I'd lose, you know. But I always had a dream, and that was in country music, that I was going to be a famous country star someday. And I have never given that up.
And well, I tell you, you know what? I've got to just give them a chance for you to tell that story you told me about how you met Dolly Parton and how she admired your hair. And tell us about the hair story and how Kenny, I believe it was Kenny Rogers, wasn't it, that took you backstage to meet her?
Yes.
Yes. So please tell us about that.
We were doing the Country Music Awards there in Las Vegas, and I was sitting there with Kenny Rogers, and he said, "Wendy, let's go backstage." So we walked backstage, and we back there, and Dolly, she walks up to me. She says, "So you're the one they said looks like me." I said, "No, you look like me." And she said, "Well, where..." She said, "Where did you buy your wigs?" I said, "I don't. That's my hair." And she goes, "Oh, my goodness." So then she asked me when I had surgery, and I said, "I didn't." And she goes, "Oh, goodness." And then she wanted to know how old I was. So I told her. So I had to say that I looked like her because she was older than me.
Oh, boy. Okay. Well, you've got a lot of great stories to tell us, and I know they're all true. And I know the audience will be interested to know that you also were a very close friend of Elvis Presley. As a matter of fact, you were his girlfriend at one time. Is that right?
Yes, I was.
Can you tell us what it was like to be with the king?
Oh,
my goodness.
He was an amazing man. Wonderful, very caring, and very loving. And I got to know the entertainer as well as the man. I mean, the man was just, he was wonderful. He taught me a lot of things. He taught me the how to give. That's one thing I really learned from him. And that's one reason I fed the homeless and took care of all these people all these years was because of Elvis Presley.
Mm-hmm.
But he was, I met him in 74 through his uncle. His uncle came to one of my shows and in Memphis, and he wanted me to meet his nephew, which I didn't know at the time was Elvis Presley. And so when I met him, it was like we became prayer partners for the first year. We were prayer partners off and on. We would call each other on the phone and things like this. And then in 1975, he asked me to be his girlfriend.
Oh, boy.
I reminded him a lot of his mother in a lot of ways. And Elvis loved his mother dearly. Well, this went on, you know, until 1977 when he left us. But he mm-hmm. was amazing, and he taught me one thing. He said, always remember who you are, always remember where you came from, never forget where you're going, and always set your goal high.
That's beautiful. And when we posted your photograph online, there is a beautiful photograph of you with Elvis. And can you tell us what was said in the photograph?
Well, the photograph is a picture of me and him. A friend of mine in England, her name is Teresa Watson, and she's the one that painted the picture. She does all the paintings, a lot of them of Elvis. And mm-hmm. she did this one of me and him. And I was just so impressed. In fact, she's mailing that to me. And I'm mm-hmm. going to frame it and put it in my home.
It is simply beautiful. And I have to say to those people in the audience, Wendy is true to her profession. She is a beauty queen, by the way. You've won several titles. But I also want to point out the fact that you really are a entertainer. You wear stage clothes that really look like you're ready for the stage. I mean, she comes with sparkles and beads and everything. I mean, we know when Wendy shows up that she's ready to go on stage. And before we get ready to leave, I'm going to make sure that we hear some more of her music because I just really love it, Wendy. You've got a real good ear, and the music that you have composed is really very entertaining. And that first one that we started out with, it really has a great beat. That's the reason why we opened it up with that particular one. And it happens to be about the Bible, because you were just mentioning your kinsmanship with Elvis based on your love of the Bible and your readings. And that music, if you listen to the words, it teaches you about the Bible. And so I'd like to put a little bit more of that on, if you don't mind, so we can mm-hmm. we can get a little bit more. Here we go.
Where we will gather, we will gather on the throne. We will in Matthew, we will in Mark, we will in Dan, we will in John. That Jesus Christ, God, the Spirit, and so that
all right, that's what I'm talking about. Wendy, you're quite a composer and singer, and I'm pleased to be able to be called your friend. And I'm glad also that you decided to join us with the Southern California Motion Picture Council. And
oh, yes.
There's yes, so many great people there. The president, he's quite a character, and I love him. Randall Malone, and of course Margaret O'Brien. She's a icon. She has 4 stars on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And
I have doll.
Yes, I know. You brought her doll to the last meeting, and that was amazing. You know, Margaret, as I said, she was quite an icon, and that was one of the items that was patterned after her image, an actual doll in the image of Margaret O'Brien. She was a child star,
mm-hmm.
and she also was in great movies with Mickey Rooney and Judy Garland and many others. And one of my favorites was Meet Me in St. Louis.
Oh, yes.
Have you seen that one?
I have.
Yeah.
I think I have seen all of her movies.
Well, you know, they just had a festival of all her movies not too long ago on Turner Classic Movies.
That's what I was going to say. I watched them. I like Turner Broadcasting. I do.
Yes, I do too. They have a lot of entertaining movies. And we also have another friend who's going to be making you another. Of course, you are already in the movies, but he's going to make you add another star to your collection. We're speaking about Robert, who is the president of the Real Cowboys.
Yes,
he's
an amazing.
He's quite amazing.
Yes.
Excuse me.
We've had him on our TV program.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and he was also a guest on Carmelita's Corner, which was a lot of fun. So yeah, we have a friend, a musical friend in common too, Herb Jeffries. I don't know if you know of Herb Jeffries, the singing cowboy, but he had a huge hit record way back in the day called Flamingo, and that was a big hit record. He was actually a singing cowboy in the movies. So anyway, I don't know how much longer we have, Wendy, but is there any... Oh, yes, we were going to talk about your campaign in the Philippines.
Oh, yes, I'm going to be leaving here in May, and we're going over there with the TV people with the OCN network, which we're a gospel program, and we're going over there to open up some more... TV waves and stuff, and also satellites over there to broadcast God's word all over through the Philippines and have a really good time.
Now, is there any way, Wendy, that people can make a contribution to that cause? Do you have a website or anything like that?
Yes, I do. You can go to GoFundMe. And you can, every bit helps. There's no such thing as too little. Whatever they can afford. Because this is teaching people over there what God's love is, not hate. I mean, there is no hate in us. We have love. And Jesus is love. And that's what it says. It says that there's no, we're not discriminating on color or anything like that. And we're just preaching God's love, the Bible, what the Bible says. No certain denomination. It's an undenominational, but it goes all over the world.
Yes,
but
and I want to speak about your TV show, too. And you were very gracious to invite me, you and your handsome husband, David.
Yes.
You should see the two of them together. They are really quite a pair. But I really did enjoy being a guest, and then we sang together too, which was fun. We did gospel. You know me, I love every form of music. It doesn't matter what it is.
Amen.
I love every form of music. As a matter of fact, you and I, we did some country music for the Southern California Motion Picture Council. Remember that?
Yes, we did. We really did. And you know, I love country music. That's been my goal. And I love country gospel.
Yes.
I don't, you know, it's like, it's a part of me. And I write most of all of the country gospel.
With a little bit of that country gospel, a tribute to your daddy. He was quite a guy. And this is Wendy Adams and her special tribute to her daddy. And I just want to thank Wendelene Adams for being my guest today on Carmelita's Corner. Thank you, Wendy.
Thank you, and Carmelita, it was a blessing having you on our program as well. But again, if they want to take and contact us or do any kind of a support contact, go fund me for Wendy Lynn. It's Wendy Lynn Adams. You can go on Facebook, or you can just go on GoFundMe and look under the Philippines, look under what I'm doing. And
okay,
God bless
Wendy.
You guys, and
thanks
we love
again
you.
So much.
Thank you so much. God bless.
Wonderful, Carmelita's Corner, as always.
That was amazing. Carmelita always
and Wendy Lynn. I love Wendy Lynn. I love Wendy Lin. If you haven't heard her sing or seen her and Dave in person, you're missing something.
Interesting history. And, Aretha, you said you had to get going. Are you going back for a couple tests, or are you done for today, or what?
Oh, no, I'm just waiting for them to discharge me. You know, they don't just let you go. I was going to say, are we going to check time, or are we done?
Well, do you have some tech time to talk to us about?
I can do a
smartphone, cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right. It's tech time.
The iPhone 10 was released this weekend. People want to call it iPhone X. I think that sounds more intriguing. However, Apple says it's iPhone 10. It was released this weekend. People have spent the week almost, I mean, like from Wednesday, to wait in line, sleeping on the street to get this phone. And then people who bought it are trying to resell it for like five times its value. The retail is $999, which is already ridiculous for a phone. I've paid that much for a car on occasions. People are reselling it on eBay from anywhere from $1,500 to $5,000. Let me give you a tip. Apple will have more. You can go online and you can order it and just pay the $9.99 or do like I did. Yes, I did I ordered it. I got the 256 gig model, and that comes up to like $12.99 or something like that. And then you got to throw in a case because it's a completely glass phone. So trust me, if you drop it, it's going to cost a fortune. I heard it's $250 to replace the front and $500 for any other repairs, which includes the cracked back. $500 per repair. When you invest that much money, go ahead and buy the AppleCare. But do not, I repeat, do not buy one from eBay at these absolutely inflated prices. They may not be in the stores right now in Los Angeles and New York and Chicago and the big cities. You can go to some small town and probably pick one up, or you can pre-order it, or just wait. They will restock the tins. Plus, they'll work out all the bugs. That's why I wanted the second shipment. I don't get mine till December, but by then they should have done update after update after update, and the phone will be ready. So, yes, iPhone 10 is here. We'll all find out in the next week or so what it really does and what it really doesn't. That's my tech time, Jim. You got a Jim?
Wow. Well, Reith, I tell you, it's getting a little expensive for some of this stuff.
Okay, baby boomers, it's time for Jim.
So I've got a lot of Jim stuff. I'm just going to touch base real quick because there's no time for the Jim particular. But after six exciting back-and-forth games, I don't know how many of you follow it, Houston, as we know by now, took the World Series from L.A. in the seventh tiebreaker, seventh inning. I mean, the seventh game, it was amazing, you know. And I think they deserve it. They need it. L.A. just could not get in gear, and the final score was 5-1. So congratulations, Houston. And the Red Cross.
I actually watched the game.
Oh, you did watch it. Cool. Well, I'm not a big ball player.
I watched the seventh game.
Yeah, but you have to watch that. You know, you have to watch at least the last game. And I think we got Frank on with us, and Eric might be popping in real quick. And Reith, I know you said you had to take off, but we were hoping
you.
How you
doing, Jim?
There you go. Here's Frank. Reith, you know, Frank's, and Reith is recuperating. Frank, she's been a little time at the hospital.
Yeah, sentiments to you, Reith. That's not a great place to be broadcasting from.
Well, actually, it's kind of a nice room. It's been a while since I've been in a hospital, and they're kind of nice nowadays.
Well, you're one of the most expensive hotels, right?
Exactly.
Well, we got the drum roll for Eric coming out here. We're all
excited
to hear about
the music.
Hear about the show. The show was a hit. It was a home run. And, We got, let's see, Eric, we got you on here. We want to hear a little bit about it. I'll tell you, Eric, so cool. This show, I mean, it's, I've watched it like four times, and Aretha, I don't know if you've seen it, but I'll tell you, it was exciting. And
when
it keeps your interest like that.
Well, Eric, how do we get to see the show? It's streaming, right?
So the show airs on KXLA, national television, from Orange County to about the Bay Area. And if you go to ericzuli.com/KXLA, all the information is there. There's, I don't know, over 50 different channels in different cities. And so each city has its own channel. And so it gives you the channel chart. And then, as well as after the show airs on television, we put it through the Easy Ways distribution, which is our partners, which is about 44 different channels through IPTV and online. So nobody's going to be able to miss the Easy Way, Easy Talk Live talk show. We made sure of that.
And Aretha was saying that she does the TV and it's not easy, you know. And boy, I experienced that from watching you guys 24 hours up all night. And
we even had a hiccup, Eric, which was really actually I think worked out to our favor, right? The programming said Carol Burnett and not the Easy Talk Live show. I think when people went to Carol Burnett, they caught you. You know what I mean? That's the reason why the ratings went through the moon.
Actually, it worked out for me because whoever Carol Burnett's audience was, I basically was told.
That's what I think it worked out great for us.
Yeah, but the feedback was great, and it's one thing to be on television and have that be your first time, and put 49 hours into the editing and producing. By the way, shout outs to my team, because I'll tell you guys, when it comes to a television program, you cannot do it without your team. So thank you to Leandre Bell, LNR Productions, Ian and Saskia, Glover's Own Deal Pictures, Corey Bowden, Prometheus Designs, and Dante Sears, Dante Realty, D-Vision Pictures. I mean, without them, this wouldn't have turned out the way it did. And between myself as the host and the personality, and Dante as a personality on as well, but the behind-the-scenes team, that produced, I mean, like I said, the feedback is that we're one of the hottest talk shows. We're the hottest show as far as what the feedback is, and we're the most entertaining show on the whole KXLA station through fan TV circuit. So from 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock, out of that time frame, that's the feedback that we're getting, which is pretty exciting.
That's big congratulations are in order there. That was that's amazing, and Frank and I are watching it, and it's like it kept your interest. You know, you even the commercials were interesting, but seeing some of the shots.
And by the way, those commercials were produced by Easy Way Productions and D-Vision Pictures. And D-Vision Pictures spent a long time on those. And by the way, shout out to our sponsors and our commercials. Rodney Brown, Rescue Rodney, with New Light Global Development, ProjectNewLifeLA.com, OCAllure.com, which is a beauty aesthetics company in Orange County. They've done a lot of before and after amazing situations with people's skin and their whole look and appearance. And Keepers, the new video game Keepers of the Nubicon Galaxy, KeepersON.com, as well as Dante Realty. So, I mean, we couldn't have made it happen and been on air without our sponsors. So we beyond appreciate you, and you'll see how much I appreciate you on ericzuli.com. We're going to be putting a whole system out that's going to advertise our sponsors like crazy. And we are getting tremendous feedback. I put an email blast out to about 10,000 people and a text blast to 12,000 people. And my phone has not stopped. I'm literally looking at 500 text messages and opportunities that have opened up after that one-time airing. Imagine, what's going to happen into 2008. I'm really excited.
My big question mark is, You're already like your head is spinning with all this stuff going on, and now you just opened up another door. It's like, wow, how do you keep up with this stuff?
My team. That's the answer.
Yeah, but Eric, you're not even done, man. We got that IPTV piece out there where you're going to be able to load your Easy Way TV onto an incredible platform. Why don't you tell them about that, man?
Well, Frank, it's even bigger than just that one platform. After this television show aired, I have 12 different television platforms of people that want us to do channels and want me to be a consultant or an influencer in some way. I mean, IPTV seems to be the direction God wants me to head. So, I mean, we're sitting on 200,000 hours of content and hundreds of producer relationships. And so we're definitely going to be producing and broadcasting, distributing some pretty interesting and much needed different type of content next year. Because personally,
totally.
I'm disgusted with some of the content that's coming out mainstream. That's just,
totally,
I mean, something needs to change.
Yeah, it's totally different. It's exciting. You know, it's just a whole different format. It's like you sit up and it makes heads turn. You know, the whole thing was presented and bringing up the past shows and some of the things. It was just, it's like going behind the scenes. People love that, you know.
And
let's give a shout out to our major events we got this weekend, man, while we got the airtime.
Oh, you know, definitely, you know, our client, Flicks for Change, we're very, very happy to have them as a client, and we've been working with them for a couple months now, building up into the Flicks for Change Film Festival, which is going to be at the Boomtown Brewery in downtown Los Angeles. We have some really incredible names on the panel, and Kiss the Monkey is going to be doing an amazing fashion show. I'll be honoring the creator of the Make-A-Wish Foundation, I believe I'm going to be honored. And it's really a festival that's making change. It's incredible, the turnout and the response that we're getting. And my friend Sally Kirkland, who's a Golden Globe winner, everybody knows Sally, she'll be on there. And a couple of my other friends are going to be there. And the networking at this event is going to be beyond incredible. But I looked at some of the films and some of the content that they're going to be putting out. They really did their research. They took their time. I'll tell you, they really took their time as far as exclusivity and what they chose to put on screen, because there's some pretty quality projects that are going to be displayed. And the opportunities for independent producers are going to be huge. We're actually bringing in one of our partners who has distribution with Redbox and Real Major Film Distribution. And we also have another partner who has major film distribution. So, you know, Easy Way is trying to help empower and boost all these different entities, all these different clients. And the opportunities are going to be tremendous.
Yeah, we also got another event, don't we, on the 12th? Red Rose Diamond Award, Multicultural Motion Picture Association.
Yeah, the Multicultural Motion Picture Association. We all know Jarvie. And by the way, everybody, please pray for Jarvie. I'm not going to say why, but please pray for Jarvie. Jarvie does the Rose Diamond Awards every year.
Yep.
And this is the 9th annual Rose Diamond Awards. And I was happy to nominate about 6 of the women that are being honored that night. And it's going to be an incredible night. And we're going to try to be there as much as we can to stream it live and support as well. I mean, I'm if anybody has a cloning device, please contact me. Is 424-209-9290. I'm dead serious. I mean, technology is so incredible. I think that's going to happen soon. And I really need one. Okay. So please, let me know.
A cloning device to make you invisible?
No, not a cloaking, a cloning device, because I need to be at 2 places at one time every day.
Oh, I thought you wanted to hide away. Okay. I thought you wanted to hide away somewhere.
I don't know if the world can handle 2 Eric Zulus. One is pretty much.
All right, you can't even get that in the video game we got coming up. You know what I mean?
Exactly, Frank. I was just going to say that. Reef, I don't know if you've been keeping up with this, but I don't know if my brain can handle this stuff with whales jumping out of the floor at the basketball game. This is crazy. If
well, that's the thing, too,
is
thanks for reminding me. Guys, when you watch the show, it's being aired on YouTube probably about 12 o'clock today, which is on our Easy Way TV YouTube channel. I encourage people to go there and subscribe. We're going to be putting some really great content out there on a regular basis. But on my talk show, one of our commercials is the company, one of our clients, that has unbelievable, incredible technology that's going to help to advance the curriculars and these kids in schools as well as adults. And they have a video game coming out that's just beyond tremendous. And I'm very blessed to be a character in that game. Not only a character, but actually have a planet and have the ability to bring
that
in our Easy Way fam and other people to be characters in this game as well.
This is amazing with this stuff. Yeah. Reetha, I don't know. Did you see any of that with this game system? This is
Reefa's going to be a character in it. She'll be twerking, and then you can earn points as every time you make Reefa twerk.
I could see Reefa on one of the
planets. I've got to be on the panel. You got to tell me when the panel's going to be, because I'm going to be there.
You're a panelist, and we're very happy for that. I'll get you in contact. I mean, I'm just the consultant. I can't do everything, so I just kind of connect people to where they need to go. And I believe they sent an email out, but if you haven't received that yet, Reefa, I'll get you connected to the founders. We'll get you all set up.
Yeah, we'll get Reefa up there. But yeah, I could see that Planet Twerker.
And, you know, and I want to say something as well. I've known Arnold Garcia for a very long time. He's the owner of Shine on Hollywood magazine, and congratulations to him. His magazine's made amazing strides and advancements, and to be on the cover of that magazine really means that you're getting some eyeballs and some people knowing about you that didn't know about you. And Reefa, I don't know anybody else that's more deserving than you for that particular. What is it? It was like the top women issue or something like that.
Yeah, top women's issue for the. How did that go? I don't know if we.
I'm looking it up right now. Want to make sure I'm saying it right. I noticed one thing on the magazine. This was a special issue, and I want to acknowledge that for you, Reefa, and make sure we highlight this. The top women's issue. It actually says it on the cover. The top women issue, Shine on Hollywood magazine. Reefa Gray is the cover there. Congratulations
cool.
to both you and Arnold.
Yeah. Reefa may have to leave because she was leaving the room. She could only stand for so long.
Hear my congratulations. Bummer. Well, she'll have to do the archive.
Yeah,
and by the way, guys,
she was checking out. Thanks for hanging in.
I know. I want to say this last thing. I know a lot of your listeners have been wanting to listen to the archived shows, the past shows, and we are in development of EasyWayNetwork.com. It's going to be an incredible site that's going to specifically focus on each page and each division that we do. And the EasyWay Radio page is going to have all of that for you guys. So we're working on 2018 to be very, very structured to where what you guys are asking for, what the listeners, the social media engagers, the tweeters. I mean, we're doing what we do for you guys. So please give us feedback at easywaybroadcasting@gmail.com if you want anything, or we can help make our entertainment to you more enjoyable.
Yeah, there's so much stuff that's archived that's good for not the baby boomers only, but the millennials. They've got to listen to this stuff so they have easier retirement. I mean, there's so much retirement information on that stuff.
And I also want to say congratulations to you, Frank, as well. You know, you were casted in the Easy Talk Live talk show, and you were seen on national television to who knows how many people in many, many, many different channels. And people did bring you up actually to me when they contacted us. People asked me about you.
Careful.
So
Frank doesn't get a big head.
You know, it was ironic about that, Eric. I think that was like the first video I ever shot when I got in a relationship with you. That was incredible. Thank you very much.
Yeah,
hey,
and that
guys,
was shot on a
forget.
Cell phone. I want to acknowledge.
You see, I'm in there too. I'm rolling out the carpet with Jose. You'll see us. Don't blink, but we're there.
Well, Dad, you're definitely going to be featured in my show, but we saved the best for last, you know. So, the next episode or the episode after that, we're going to be featuring my dad actually telling my childhood story, which actually has never been heard before. So I'm not looking forward to that myself, but I think you guys will. And
we've heard
this,
it all before.
This, you know, I want to say this, guys. Thank you again to everybody that's helped me get to where I am now today, that's helped EasyWay get to where it is, because it just empowers us to influence influencers, to influence their followings, to make a difference and do God's work. But ultimately, for me, on a personal note, I really, really, really appreciate my team and the people that really stuck with me, because I've had some pretty horrible obstacles. I've had some people that have literally dedicated their life to trying to stop me and destroying me.
Well, we're
and if you see the email that we put out through the EasyWay circuit, basically I'm going to be as real as I can, because it was a very, very, very tough road. And without my team that believed
you,
in me.
God before you, be against you.
Exactly. So without my team that believed in me, I wouldn't have been able to get to this point. And it's really an honor, and it's really a blessing to be able to have that gift given to you that puts you on the airwaves. Because I'll tell you guys, it's not easy even to pay for airtime. It's not easy to even get to that point. You know,
it's very expensive.
It's very tough. But this gives me the ability now to truly say thank you to the people that really, really, really actually had my back. And that's why you're seeing them on television now. We're like G-Unit with 50 Cent, you know? Like G-Unit pulled his unit up. Easy Way's pulling their fam up, you know?
Well, I guess we're on overtime, guys. Radio Boomers Live. And
Aretha, did I hear you? Are you back?
No. I think Aretha's had to check
I'm
out.
But Jim,
that's okay. We can always say we just had a brain fart. We're both boomers, you know what I mean?
There you go. Reese is back. I thought you were checking out, Reese, on the out of the room. I wasn't sure if you're still
there. Well, not quite. They were just coming to tell me eventually I will check out.
Well, Reese, make sure
not check out, but check out the hospital.
We want
Reese,
well,
make sure that you... Go ahead,
Dad. I want to say thank you to Tracy Ripchek, amazing lady. We want to definitely have her back on. We just wasn't even the tip of the iceberg of the knowledge she could share with us. And Aretha Gray and Frank Hillering and Eric, and congratulations, Eric, on the show. But
Thank you. You
got the control panel, guys. I know we're a little over time, so I'll leave it up to you.
Well, I want to say, Aretha, make sure that you listen to the show and go back, because I gave you an amazing acknowledgement, and I'm very proud of you and Arnold, and that is a pretty big deal to be on China Hollywood Magazine and be on the cover for not only just the normal cover. That was actually the top women issue. So amazing, a very, very large congratulations to you. And like I said before, there's nobody I know that's more deserving.
There
well,
you
thank
go,
you, Eric.
There
You're
you
quite
go.
Welcome.
And,
so,
Reith, I want you to go home and relax. Take a little time for Aretha and recharge those batteries.
Okay, well, I got to go, guys. I got probably about 400 phone calls to get back to, but I love the Easy Way fam. I love the Radio Boomers Live fans. And so I'll let you guys finish out the show.
We're shutting down now.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Radio Boomers Live. And thank you, Aretha, for taking the time out of your little stay at the hospital there. And thank you, Frank, for popping in with us. And, guys, keep moving, keep busy, and keep the faith. Until next week, Radio Boomers Live is out.
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live with your host, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and EZ's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Radio Boomers Live. Radio Boomers Live is brought to you by the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. That's the letter E, the letter Z, Broadcasting Network.